Hello, podcast listener. My name is Barrett, and along with a couple friends, Zach and Trent, I host the All About Nothing podcast. A weekly discussion about news, entertainment, politics, sports, and more. We give our honest opinions about the information that's most affecting the world. Sometimes serious, sometimes funny, but never not interesting. It's the All About Nothing podcast with Zach King, Trent Clark, and Barrett Gruber. Get it wherever you listen to podcasts or visit theallaboutnothing.com for links. The All About Nothing podcast. It's likely to be the best part of your week. DJ Lonzo!
Top five tonight. I'm smoking on you. What's the name tonight?
Top five.
The porch, it with me and Young Tech. You know I'ma get it done if I don't get the help.
We back.
Jumped out the porch, I had mama scared to death. I'm the type to pray for it, then go get it myself.
Yeah.
Give me the cold shoulder, I won't pick the ice. I be gone before it melt, won't even think twice.
Don't jump me down on my show, man.
Sometimes I think about all that I sacrifice.
I'm just doing my job.
No, man, that's your job right now. That's your job. Let's get into that, man. Let's see who we got here, man. They've been asking for this interview. I know they've been asking for this interview.
We got Neek the Geek, a.k.a. Neek the Genius.
Okay.
A.k.a. NTG the GOAT. Now, let me stop.
And the GOAT. Okay. You back?
I'm back.
What mind state were you in when you made this song?
I was in a mind state that I had back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get it done without the love, without the support, without the, you know what I'm saying? Without anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make something from nothing.
Okay. Now let's go back. Let's go back to our first mixtape release party.
You mean, which one you mean? You talking about Band Geeks?
Yep.
Oh man, Band Geeks, when me and Jesse LaPrati was doing our thing, and we had DJ Lonzo on the ones and twos.
Mm. What year was that?
It was 2012? It was either 2012 or 2013.
A long time ago, bro.
That was a long time ago. But that was when things were booming for Band Geeks, I would say.
Facts.
Because things are still booming for Jesse LaPrati and Neek the Geek separately.
Facts.
But Band Geeks was booming back in the day. We had I won't say we had 5 points on lock, but we were definitely making our print out there. Like we were making our mark. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's when Speaker Knockers opened up for us.
Yeah,
he opened up for us at that event, and we ended up doing the song to one of his beats that day. I mean, not that day, but that during that time. And I remember him on stage with us when we was performing the song, and that nigga was in my ear like, "Bro, this shit hard as fuck. Y'all kill that shit.
I know, bro. Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah,
man, I had the laptop with the session in it.
Oh,
I was
recording
the Speaker Knockers and you. And
when we made Let's Get Crazy. Not when we made the song that we performed.
Yeah,
but
that was Let's Get Crazy.
That was actually after we had released Band Geeks. That was a while after, actually.
Yeah, way after. He had turned up so much. Tell him about that first music video you went to for money, man. There's some iconic people that was in that video.
Yeah, man. Now that I think about it, it really was. Munchie was there.
Chick named Brianna.
Oh yeah, she was there.
Thing. Yeah.
Yep, she was there
in the front. She was in the front.
Yeah, Zach Dillon was shooting. That was crazy,
man. It's crazy because he made sure he went wide to make sure he got you and Chris in the goddamn.
Oh yeah,
because
we were not in the shot.
Right,
but I don't. Hey, look, I don't even mind though, because hindsight, I was like, I was bumming, man. I was wearing the. Hand-me-downs.
We were selling the midget.
I was wearing hand-me-downs, selling midget on the side.
I was selling the midget. Man. This shit's crazy. The midget.
Yeah, had the fake glasses on. Oh my god, why did I do that? I took the geek thing to extreme.
Yeah.
I had the dreads though. That's the only part of it I miss. I miss the dreads because the dreads was long and nice. Yeah.
So as far as let's go a little bit farther. Let's keep going, fella. What come after that?
Came after that.
Yep.
Dang, that's a good question. We were doing shows, man. Really, we were doing shows with Ben G.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For those of you who know him, those of you who don't know him, Ben G was one of the most successful white rappers in the city.
Yeah.
In the city, really, yeah. He did his thing. He worked closely with Waka Flocka. We ended up doing a lot of shows with Waka Flocka because of that. You know what I'm saying?
You want to say some of the songs that you got?
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I will say this, like, us working closely with Ben, we were able to work closely with Waka, so we built a great relationship with Waka. So okay. Even when Ben stopped doing his thing, Waka Flocka still invited us to do stuff, you know what I'm saying? And along with having that relationship, when Ben was, in the midst of, like, you know what I'm saying, getting signed,
yeah,
we were getting signed to 808 Mafia at the same time, you know, but that didn't really work out the way we thought it would, which is cool. It was all a learning experience, and we got to meet some amazing people along the way. But I'm always gonna be grateful for the opportunities Ben gave us. You know what I'm saying? Can't knock that ever.
You put money in my pocket.
Yeah, and you know, even after he stopped doing his thing, he still held it. You know, extended his hand. You know, he was helping us. Right, like we did write songs for people. I'm not gonna say any names, yeah. But you know what I'm saying, we were in the studio with this person and that person, and we ended up writing songs that actually ended up in movies and on some big name albums. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it is dope, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just the top five, man. So what's the top five things about that particular time period you learned?
So I learned, number one is, when I go into a studio, do not do any work until paperwork is done. And I learned that because of it, like, in the future, when I was at writing camps and all of that, I noticed that when I walked through the door, they wanted my ASCAP or BMI. They wanted my full name. They wanted my contact info. They wanted to sign an NDA. Like, they wanted, you know what I'm saying? It was real legit. And when I would walk into these other studios back in the day where I was writing these songs for people, they didn't ask me for any info, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm real young and excited. So all I know is, oh, I'm writing a song for this guy, writing a song for that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, the money coming. But I'm like, how is the money going to come?
They don't even know who
I am.
You
know what I'm saying? How's the money going to come? I didn't sign anything. You know, I put my faith in the people that I was working with me at the time to handle all that. And I know, me, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I know now that that's not how it's done.
Yeah.
So they really just got some free work out of me. They did pay for where I stayed and whatnot and all of that. So
yeah.
But anyway, I am still grateful for the opportunities. I'm not upset with it. It's a learning experience.
Yeah, and this is all learning. So that's one thing.
And then, all right, the second thing is boss up. Southside used to tell me that all the time when I was working with them. He was like, boss up, Neek. Boss up. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, I was like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I am a boss. What? But now I know what he meant now. Boss, you know, say, take more control of my situation. You know? And, you know, and now I do. Like, anything that's brought to the table for me, like any offers that I have, like, I'm doing my research. I'm asking questions that's making people be like, oh, whoa, he know what he talking about. Like, I can't get over on this dude. Because, you know what I'm saying? I done went through a lot of that, too. Like, people getting over on me, taking my money and all that. But now, I'm bossed up. Like, I really don't, like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, how can this, like, how is this beneficial for me? Because I know it's beneficial for you, because that's why you're coming to me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, boss up.
Okay,
that's two. Dang,
you go
hard,
crazy.
Man. We need to
you
do
it.
Three real quick. I mean,
you know, nope. Man. These are very important. People are learning things.
All right, so number three, I would have to say, don't worry about pleasing the people. Write to, like, when you write music, just write with feel good in the moment, because the moment, it, like capturing the moment will, you know what I'm saying, will, you'll create good stuff. Like, I was always stumped in the studio when I was writing because I was worried about like what people wanted to hear and think, you know what I'm saying. And that was another thing that I got from Southside.
That's how you get writer's block.
Yeah, that's another thing I got from Southside too, because Southside was telling us about Young Thug before Young Thug was like Young Thug.
Yeah.
And he was just telling us like, yeah man, that nigga just go in the studio and just rap about what he, you know what I'm saying, he just be on whatever come out. Like, don't stress that shit, man. Just rap. Just rap, just sing. You know what I'm saying?
That easy.
And another thing I learned is on the production side,
we on four now.
Yeah, we on four. On the production side, I learned like, study long, you study wrong, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just keep working. Just, if you stumped on a beat, just, you know what I'm saying, put it to the side, go to the next one. Don't throw it away. Never throw away anything you don't finish. You know what I'm saying? Come back to it later. But, you know, just don't let anything interrupt your vibe. You know what I'm saying? And the fifth thing I learned, don't turn the music up so damn loud. Them niggas was in that motherfucker blasting that shit. Every time I left the studio, goddamn, my ears ringing, man. Shit so loud, I could, like, it put me to sleep. It's so loud, I don't know what to do. Just go to sleep.
Make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, they
and they do be have some comfortable couches in the
ear bleeding volumes. Like, I don't even, I'm pretty sure, I don't even know what Southside hearing is like anymore right now. That nigga, ain't no way that nigga got perfect hearing right now.
That's why he talks so loud.
That, hey,
everybody don't even know.
That might be it. Cause
he
that
just, he
nigga
talk normal.
Be in the studio with this shit blaring. Boom. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, like, good thing he needs some good speakers, cause he would have blew, he probably blew speakers in there.
That nigga probably just be whispering.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, it was also dope to watch him work though, cause. And I, you know, I was speaking out of turn in there because I hear him making the beat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Southside, that don't sound like that. Hey, hold on, Nick. I got this. How long I been doing this? Don't do that no more. I'm like, my bad. And then he'll click something here, flip, you know what I'm saying? And that shit be hard as fuck. And he be doing that shit in like 10
minutes. That nigga
was
probably making Futures, Mars Madness or something.
Hey, it was futuristic shit for
sure.
You
know what I'm saying? And nigga, you was like, nah, that don't sound good.
I remember we stayed the night at his crib and he coming there, he like, oh, I gotta make some shit for Juicy J. Nick, you wanna help? Hell yeah, I wanna help. Nigga, what can I do? Can I put a clap here? Can I get my co-production now? I get my credit? God. Okay. Yeah, but I did end up making some stuff with him. I made some beats with him. I still have those beats I made.
That is crazy. Why you ain't giving them to me to play?
I don't know.
The shit I want, man. I want the shit that nobody else got.
I'm gonna leave all this. Once I tell this story now, I'm just gonna leave it all here, man. Cause all that's the past. I'm just telling y'all what I learned from it.
Okay. Yeah. But we ain't stopped. Keep going.
Oh, that was five. That was five.
No, I'm saying what happened after where we was at.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying. So that was after that.
We're getting to the studio.
Okay, after that situation fell apart, I didn't tell y'all that I was like moved to Atlanta briefly, and for that situation. And after that situation fell apart, I came back home, and shit, I had already did my audio engineering classes. Yep. I went there. So, but I wasn't like pursuing no career in audio engineering. I just wanted to learn it to, you know what I'm saying, for my own abilities. I mean, for my own personal use.
Yeah.
So when I came back home, I was hurting a little bit when I came back home, man. Cause I put a lot of faith in that one situation. That's another thing I learned from that situation. Yeah. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I was young. So, it was a learning experience. But yeah, I put all my eggs in one basket at the time. And so when I came back home, I was hurting a little bit. I was working at Dollar General.
Yeah.
Barely getting put on the schedule. And
you're making the schedule.
My dog Jefferson Cash at the time, like, he started off as a fan, by the way. And then, you know what I'm saying, he bought a feature from me. And from there, like, we kind of built a relationship, cause he had proved to be a solid dude.
Yeah.
And after that, you know what I'm saying, that's when the deal thing happened. I went to Atlanta. I came back home. Yeah. When I came back home, I didn't want to be at my house. Like, I was like, what, 19, going on 20. And I was like, I don't want to be here, man. I don't need to be living at home. So I ended up sleeping on his floor and recording niggas out his apartment.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was like we had turned his closet into a booth. And then I was recording, like, USC football players and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. They fucking with me hard too. They like, man, one of them.
Yeah, name all the football players you done recorded, man, that people don't know about.
Melvin Ingram, Victor Hampton, DJ Swearinger.
Yeah.
DJ Terrence. I made a beat for him and Ben on their album. And I was featured on that album too. I was rapping on there. And me, Melvin, and Ben did a song together and whatnot.
How we ain't never get Clowney on the track?
I don't think Clowney rap like that.
Me neither, but yeah,
he was always on the scene with us, though.
The rest of them didn't really.
Well, nah, Melvin was pretty straight. Melvin went to the Chargers, he started his own record label. I can't remember what it's called. But he started his own little label thing. You know what I'm saying?
DJ can rap too. Yeah.
Ooh, DJ. Yeah, DJ was good too. Yeah. He was nice too. Yeah.
Vic
still, I think, do a little bit of something in Charlotte. Yeah, I remember when Vic was trying out for the Ravens. He was like, man, when I get to Baltimore, Nick, I'm gonna fly you out all the time, bro. I gotta have you. You the nicest engineer. You know what I'm saying? So shout out for Vic for believing in me, man. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you are doing your thing, man. I know you doing your thing. But so I was recording football players out of the damn closet at Eric's house, and then Jefferson Cash out of Jeff's apartment, and then we ended up getting this spot on Rosewood, and that was the spot. You know what I'm saying? That was the spot.
Everybody was created there.
Yeah, everybody would come and record there, like. DJ Lucky Leon was bringing people through. I think he brought Mo Beats through. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Victor was still fucking with me and still bringing people through. Like, we recorded a lot of people albums, but I was, you know, doing
my PC
it.
Nate came there.
Yeah, she's shooting the videos now. Shout out Nate. Mm-hmm. But a lot of different people. Super Mario used to pull up. Oh yeah, we were real close with Super Mario. I didn't mention that, but during the whole 808 thing, Mario was involved too, and we were doing that with him as well. He ended up, you know, everything worked out for him.
Facts.
Shout out to Mario. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of him.
It's so crazy because I met Mario in the top of Sharky's.
Oh yeah, yeah, at the St. Patrick's Day Festival.
No, I had met him way before then. We had met because we were both in the club at the same time, and I was with my homeboy Vito.
I remember that
situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So it's so crazy how that came apart.
Mario was bringing people to me to record. You know what I'm saying? We was working on Jesse's album at the time. Mario was producing the whole thing. And then after that, I had
Star Music.
No. That was when I met Eric. That was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Star Music?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But after that, I had my open heart surgery.
Okay.
So I had to move back home anyway.
Yeah,
I moved back home. I had open heart surgery. I was on bed rest for a while. And really, I was just at home. I really couldn't do much. I couldn't even sleep because, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't lay in a bed. So I spent a lot of time up at night. Mario would send me beats like, "Hey, man, get better, bro. Work on something till you get better." So I ended up working on some stuff to Mario beats. Jesse would come through. We would record. When I could get out of bed, I would make beats for him and stuff.
Mm.
That's when I made that 23 beat for him.
Damn.
And that's when I recorded Religion. No, that's not. Because I recorded that like a year later.
Oh, Religion?
Yeah, yeah. I recorded something to Mario beats.
I think Religion, Jesse had already put his part on it, and then you came in.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So then after that, man, when I got back right, I moved back out. And I was doing it again. I was recording people, you know what I'm saying? And I was really pursuing something serious, you know, because like after that whole open heart situation, I was like, man, I'm not going to live forever, man. I'm not going to waste my time not doing things I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I started to do what I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? But I was still 1 foot in at the time. I was still 1 foot in, but I was going strong with that 1 foot, you know what I'm saying?
Why were you dragging your other foot, though?
I was dragging my other foot because after my open heart surgery, I ain't really had no money because I ain't been working and I couldn't record nobody for money. So I didn't have no money. So I had a plan, but I couldn't finance the plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got my money back right. And the first thing I did was move out because, you know, I can't be doing that. Recording niggas out my mama's house.
Yeah.
So when I've
been done before.
Yeah, back in the day. But not the type of shit we was doing at the time. Man. My mom wasn't having that.
But you did used to have Byron, used to have all his friends pull up when we first met. Carlos and Money and Stu.
And Barry Perry, Jesus.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they used to pull up to your mama crib, bro. Mama crib.
I'm still in high school. I was still in high school when that was happening, man.
Bro,
I be in my room, minding my damn business, and them niggas come through the door. Let me make a song. And now all them boys doing their thing.
Yeah.
Shout out Money Moolah, Barry Perry, and Jesus.
Doing their thing and doing it well, man.
Hell yeah. And then okay, so I moved back home. I mean, I moved out, and then I started recording people again. And that's when, like, I was working on my album GOT. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Classic.
And yeah, it really is a classic, because that's when I started getting hella views on YouTube, hella subscribers, and hella followers on Instagram.
I told you, shoot a music video to every song that you didn't shoot. But we'll talk about that later.
I may go back. Them songs are a little dated to me.
What's your top five songs off of GOT?
GOT, my top five songs is Feng Shui, Salty, The Religion, Over and Over, and let me Sprinters. I made Sprinters beats when I was on bed rest. Damn. Yeah, I made a beat and I made a hook when I was on bed rest. Yeah, and then I send it to Rich Hendrix. I send it to my dog Rich, and the rest is history.
That's crazy.
But okay, so I was working on GOT, the album, and by then I really had a sound down pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, my sound as an engineer was developing, but at the same time, my sound as an artist was developing too. So people was like, my people was like, "Yo, man, I'm trying to get that GOT sound. I'm trying to make that shit sound like GOT.
Now,
GOT sound.
Now, do you think you mix yourself better than, like, do people expect how you sound? They are supposed to sound exactly like that?
I'm gonna get there because that's a very tricky thing. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But let me keep going until we get to the studio.
I got you.
So people's asking for the GOT sound. You know what I'm saying? And so I think I moved one more time after that. I moved in with my brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
At my house,
and I was we was recording people. That was the spot, just like the spot on Rosewood. It became the spot, man. And then I had two friends come to me and was like, "Hey, man, why don't you do this in a building? Like, why don't you take this studio shit to a building?" And I was so against it, because I was like, man, that shit's going to take me away from being an artist, and I'm not feeling that, because my art, like, being an artist is what I'm most passionate about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I'm more passionate about than being an artist. You know what I'm saying? That's what brought me to the engineering. That's what brought me to the producing. That's what brought me to the writing, being an artist. That's the end game at the end of the day. And I understand that being an artist, for the most part, is a young man's sport. So my time, it's a time sensitive thing. And so I didn't want the engineering to pull me completely away from it. So I said I would give it thought. And at the same time, I had got accepted to the USC Business School from, like, marketing and stuff. So I, I took a few nights and slept on it. Really, I took like weeks and I slept on it. And I thought to myself, okay, I ain't gonna say waste money, but I could put more money into school and go off and then eventually drift away from being, get a job and then drift away from being an artist. Or I could take a leap of faith and let the music, just everything I do be music.
Okay.
So I decided, I'm gonna do it. And so at the time, I'm like, what am I gonna name? Like, you know what I'm saying? What am I going to brand this as? Like, what is this recording studio going to be called? And that's when I remember, hey, man, let me get that GOT sound. I want to sound like GOT. Give me that GOT sound. So I was like, shit, I'm going to call it GOT Sounds. You know what I'm saying?
All came back.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call it GOT Sounds. So at the beginning, I didn't really have much. I just had my home studio set up. I just put it in a nice little office space to make it look like something. But I knew it was all about aesthetic, so I dressed it up real nice. People were always impressed about how my studio looked. You know what I'm saying? So back to what you was talking about, like, do I mix my music better than I mix anybody else's? Actually, I put more work into my music only because I don't just spend an hour on my music. When people come to record with me, let me get an hour. Let me get 2 hours. So I'm gonna spend an hour. I'm gonna spend 2 hours. When I make a song, like, I might finish recording it in an hour, then I'm spending another hour mixing it, then I'm gonna leave I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna drive in my car. I'm gonna drive around. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna like, ooh, I need to tweet this. I need to tweet that. I need to tweet this. And then I go back and I might spend another hour on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's stuff that y'all can do too. Y'all can get a 2-hour session. Then, you know what I'm saying? Go
ride
back
me
listen,
around the city.
Listen. Not even ride bullshit, with me. You bullshit, know what I'm saying? Bullshit. Just go off and listen on your own. And if there's things you feel like should be tweaked, then get another hour. Let's work on that. Or, you know, hit me up. Yo, Neek, man, I feel like this, that, and the third. So now I'm listening to your music. Like, okay, you think this need to be fixed? Okay, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? It's all about time put into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my best in the time frame that I'm given. But I'm only, you know what I'm saying? At a certain point, like, it's still a business. Like, I'm only gonna work as hard as, you know, like, I'm gonna work if I'm being paid to work.
Yeah,
like, I believe in everybody I record, man, because I wouldn't waste my time if I didn't. But I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, like, when you leave, I got another 2 hours or another 8 hours that I gotta, you know, I gotta shift my focus. And to go back to what I was saying about, I was afraid of the engineering pulling me away from being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why it pulls me away from being an artist. Because now this person wants 2 hours of my time. This person wants three. This person's wants four. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, like, and then now I have no time, or I'm exhausted.
Or for
I'm
yourself, just, yeah, or your yeah, own
I'm
work.
I'm just burnt out. And so I was battling with that for a while. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing I did to make more time was quit my job, my day job, as you would call it. You know what I'm saying? So I made the studio full time. And when I did that, I got out of the way of my blessings too. So if anybody is like balancing their passions that they're making money off of in their job, just think about these few things. Like, do you think you could support yourself with that passion you're making money off of? Like, you know what I'm saying? And if you think you can, then get out your own way, man. Like, stop blocking your blessings. You know what I'm saying? Because God ain't gonna open, like, God not gonna give you more than you can handle. So when you have both of those things, like, do you expect God to like, all right, here go, let you flourish in this, you know what I'm saying, in this, when you just dedicate so much to that too? You know what I'm saying? I had to get out my own way, because as soon as I quit my job, man, I don't know what happened, but they start coming. You know what I'm saying? And then
they must have knew you quit your job.
Yeah. But the other thing you need to do though is you need to, like, to be smart too, like, need to have like at least 6 months worth of like bills and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You need to have a good amount of savings. You need to sit down and really evaluate your spending, your debt to income ratio.
Okay, if we're talking that, who are your top five smartest rappers in SC?
As far as
what they do and how they do their business.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. The only SC rapper I'm concerned about as far as business-wise is myself.
Okay.
Like, I have people that I give advice to and I get advice from, but I have to focus on me in this market, not to sound selfish, because I'm focused on everybody else when I'm in that studio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, who are the top five people you look up to for inspiration as far as business-wise?
Business-wise, oh, man.
That run their business.
I got some friends that I look up to, actually. I got a good friend. His name is Brett. He got a business. So, like, I love the way he works, man. Like, he's a hard worker, man. He has the same issue as me though. Like his business consumes a lot of his time, you know what I'm saying? But he's good at what he do and he love what he does. So it takes somebody else to notice it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you working too hard, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So takes somebody else.
So him at one. I will say, dang, this is a hard question, man, because I don't really.
I mean, but it can be like,
okay,
anybody, man.
All right, anybody
you take advice from.
Money Man is a very smart rapper, very smart artist. You know what I'm saying? He a very smart artist.
Okay, that's two. Yep. That's
so, two. Money Man number two.
Okay.
Russ. Russ is number three. Like, I'm an independent artist.
Yeah.
I'm taking the independent route. I'm not really searching for deals unless I can use deals as leverage.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not chasing a deal. I have goals I'm setting every quarter. I have quarterly goals. I have yearly goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, And then I put my focus in places that will give me ROI, return on investment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, and I just learned that from independent artists, man. Like, because I've learned what I've learned about working with, not working, but what I've learned about, like, researching stuff is, like, a label is nothing but a bank, man. They loan you money. They put you in debt. And then you have to work for them until you pay it off.
Facts.
Like, that's not a, I mean, if you're a hard worker and you feel like you can work your way out of a deal, that's cool, man. But if you just an eager rapper that knows nothing about the business, man, you might become a slave.
You should only take that money if you got the money already.
Yeah. They'll do partnerships like that where they match your budget. And I think that's what Russ did at first. Like, he brought a budget and and his growing fan base to a record label. And they matched his budget, and then he was able to make something out of that.
Well, that was three.
That was, oh man, damn, you about to make me do five.
Ain't nobody tell you to get long winded, man. You answer this question.
I just know that I'm gonna forget somebody if I say, like, if I, and then I want to change it later.
Okay. Damn, man, you can come back. You can do part two.
Part two. Yep. Let me do top three on that one.
Okay.
Let me do top three on that one. Okay. If I remember later on, then I'll put in the comments on YouTube.
Okay. We'll put it in the comments. I like that. Okay. So, okay. Where we at now in the story?
All right. We're at GOT Sounds, man. We at GOT Sounds, and you know what I'm saying? I'm working on balance and being an artist and an engineer. You know what I'm saying? So, I went to Cali and I met some people that are actually helping me pursue my artist career. You know what I'm saying? A career as an artist. And they are shedding light on a lot of stuff. They're giving me knowledge I didn't have before. And, you know, game is to be sold, not told. So I ain't gonna go into depth.
Understand.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm learning some very beneficial things to the blueprint of being an independent artist. And I promise to all the people that love GOT Sounds, GOT Sounds love y'all too. So when I get the formula, when I get the blueprint, then we gonna see what we can do for y'all.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I mean, if y'all, but you know what I'm saying, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Now, I need y'all to turn up too, turn the studio up.
Hey, man, all it takes is one of them.
Yep.
The pop.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, you don't really got to rely on yourself. You kind of got like a record label, kind of.
Like, I want to, like, I need to be a successful independent artist, then I'll know how to be an independent record label. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to build as an artist for myself. I'm gonna provide my services as an audio engineer. You know what I'm saying? And somebody to help people get content, because we got more than just recording studio. You can do the podcast.
Let's talk about the podcast though. Let's
what's up?
Can Lonzo get his credit?
Okay. All right. Listen. Can. So listen. All right. I'm gonna tell the story on the podcast.
Can
shit.
Lonzo get credit?
So
okay.
You've been coming to me about podcasts way before the studio too, and I'm like, hey man, do it.
Back.
And do
little,
it.
Little did I know I had.
He would never do it.
I had the resources to do it. The board that I spent off of. You can record off of and play music like I'm doing right now.
Wait.
But I never did it.
Anyway,
I'll admit to that.
Anyway, before all of that, before he realized all of that, right. I was like, do it, man, do it. And then he wouldn't do it. And the type of person I am, I got so much love for my people that I'm going to show him it could be done. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to get everything for a podcast. And I'm going to do a podcast and show them it can be done.
Right.
Yeah. I started a podcast with a couple friends. Shit fell off. But like recording it and putting it out there became very much possible. And at the same time, he was doing a podcast with his friends. And I was like, hey man, I got this whole setup now. Why don't y'all just come do it here? You know what I'm saying? So they just came to do the podcast. And really, we was learning and building off of their podcast. And then we ended, oh man, my bad. And we ended up with this whole space right here. You know what I'm saying? So
crazy.
Him wanting to be like, have podcasts made me drive, like it drove me to where I am. So thank you for that. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause this is a very fruitful, this is a very lucrative room.
It's turning into it, man.
Yeah. So So I have another room, you know what I'm saying, that you can do content in. Like, if you would look at my Instagram, like, all those videos of me rapping in front of the mic and all my pictures were done in that room. You know what I'm saying? So there's more to be, like, there's more that can be done in that room. That's just my thing. You know what I'm saying? That's my little series.
Yeah.
So.
You got a B-room, too?
B-room. I say B-room, but I call it the beat room because Muff always in there making beats.
Facts.
And people are catching on. There's other producers that rent it out now and make beats in there. You know what I'm saying? So that room's always jumping, too. You know what I'm saying? So, what's up, man?
I mean, I think we did everything, right?
I want to do my top five artists. Like,
I mean, I try to ask you an artist question.
Nah, you try to ask me, like, business-wise.
I mean,
let me be Neek the Geek the artist. Don't let me be Neek the engineer.
Okay, who's the top five artists in SC?
SC? We doing SC?
Yeah. Everybody does it when it comes on this.
You know, first and foremost, there's Neek the Geek.
Yep.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two, I'm gonna tell you why too. Cause because this is not a specific order. This is who I don't think about.
So right, Neek, so number one is what you said.
Neek is number one, bro, cause he's a well rounded artist.
But no order though.
Except for that. That's the Kanye in me right there. Nah, let me stop. Hey, I'm number one. I'm a well-rounded artist, man. I can do it all.
Okay.
I can do it all. Put me up to the test.
Bro, you ain't even got to keep going, man.
Number two, man. Shout out to Jesus, man. Jesus, I really watched his progression, man. He is a really dope rapper.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he's number two. Well, that's why he's on the list. I won't do no order right now.
Okay.
That's why he's on the list, because he's a very dope rapper and I saw the progression. Number three, no particular order, my dog Jesse Laprati. Laprati is like I watched the progression in that too. He's a very dope singer.
Facts.
And a very good writer, man. We were teamed up, you know what I'm saying? We were getting that publishing deal with 808 Mafia together. So I watched him grow as a writer, man, and he's dope, man. He's just got to stay focused on the path, man, because he always getting the opportunities. Another person that I would put on the list, I put Big Bo the CEO on the list. Not the, but Big Bo CEO on the list.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put him on the list because I watch him work hard. He's a hard worker, man.
Right.
Like, he just needs to be, like, he's just like, what do I need to do? Like, that's all he need to know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I need to do this? I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he very passionate and he works hard. So I'm going to put him on the list. And number five, I'm going to say, and nobody be mad at me if I didn't name y'all too, because I believe in a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, around me. I believe in a lot of artists that come to my studio, man. But these are just people I work very close with. I'm going to say, fuck. This is the last one?
You can do a six, man, if you
I
need.
Don't want to do no six. I want to get this over with. Because I thought you was just gonna say like top five in the industry. I don't even know you're gonna do this healthcare.
Oh man, come on, man. You know how it goes.
Number five, I'm gonna put another hard working man. Like, and I believe in him a lot. He believe in me a lot. I'm gonna say Hello Shello, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hello Shello, man.
Okay.
He a hard worker, man, and he always, one thing I know about him is if I need a reality check, I need to have a conversation with him. Cause he always keep me in check with me as an artist, like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I be like, oh, I got motion, I'm doing this, and then boom, he'll hit me a reality check. Oh, I'm like, oh shit, you right, I need to be doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? So I think with that mindset, he gonna get to where he going.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
He keep things in check.
I seen the hustle whenever I was living in this house with him, man.
Yeah,
that boy work. He worked.
Yeah. And shout out to Money Moolah. Shout out to Very Perry. Shout out to Big Genie. Shout out to goddamn see, it's a long list of people I fuck with though.
Baby Guwap. Fuck with Baby Guwap.
NBT Wap, bro. Get it right.
Yeah. NBT Wap.
Shout out to F&M Tank. Shout out to goddamn Lil Gordon. Man, let me stop.
Cause
a lot of people I work with, bro, I think are dope. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So if I didn't name you,
know
Rich Hendrix, you know what I'm saying? Rich Hendrix, I can't even put him in the goddamn list because that nigga just, that's Big Bruh. Facts. That's Big Bruh. Facts. Big Bruh. I need Big Bruh to do more work before I put him in the list. He gonna be mad at me for saying that.
You want him to do more videos.
Yeah. And Jeff Cash. Jeff Cash, man. Okay. Jeff Cash. I'm gonna take Neek out so I could put Jeff Cash in the list.
Okay.
You know what,
okay,
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The hardest white boy I know. Oh, yeah, whoa.
You saying?
You went
bro.
There. I you went there. I'm grown, man. I don't be playing with my words. I'm grown. When I say hard, I mean.
I feel you, man.
Dope.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
Jeff,
man.
Cash. Shout out Jeff Cash. You know what I'm saying? I'm removing Neek for Jeff. Okay. But y'all already know. Neek. And Neek. That's the top five for real.
That's it, man. I think that might be it.
That's it.
Let them know where to find you at, man. Let them know.
Man, you can find me at GOT Sound Studio all day, every day. Mm. Now, let me stop. Find me on Instagram at Neek the Geek, okay, or at GOT Sound Studio. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Come show love in both areas. You can find me. Really, I ain't really on a lot of different platforms when it comes to social media. I really only fuck with my Instagram. I think I deleted my Twitter. But, Neek the Geek on YouTube, man. Go subscribe, go follow, go like, go view.
You on Facebook, ain't it?
Don't worry about my Facebook. People, don't worry about my Facebook. You can like the Neek the Geek page on Facebook, though.
About to say, the GOT Sound page?
Yeah, show that love, too. You know what I'm saying? This Neek the Geek, though. This ain't GOT Sounds right now.
Even GOT Sound get you paid, though.
Follow GOT Sound, man. Nah, but all right.
You need to talk to percentages,
Apple Music, Spotify, all of that. Neek the Geek, everything. Not Neek the Geek. Neek the Geek. NIQUETHEGEEK.
You heard it here, people. That's it, man. I think I asked you enough questions, man. You didn't think I was going to get there, man. You know what I'm saying? We you didn't know where I was going to take this.
I was scared.
I know.
Yeah.
But I ain't want to go too crazy, man. I just want to give people real background.
Y'all. Yeah. And what y'all don't know, he didn't even touch on this, bro. But me and him used to have a group together.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? His name was Tech. You know, I always been Neek, so Tech.
It was actually the mixtape before we
did Band Geeks.
Band Geeks.
Wow. Yeah, like that. Matter of fact, we sold that mixtape and I bought Pro Tools with that mixtape. And that's when I started working in Pro Tools. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So without Technique, man, wouldn't be no GOT Sound, bro.
Crazy.
Like, for real. Like, that's where I started all that engineering shit.
That is right.
So, yeah, bro. So I've been rocking. We've been rocking that long. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to keep rocking, my boy.
Yes, sir.
Man, we out, man. You know what it is. Top five. And Neek engineered the top five, so just want to let y'all know that.
Yes, sir. Neek is behind it all.
He's behind the boards, man.
DJ Lonzo!
Smoking on your top five tonight. I'm smoking on your what's-her-name tonight.
Top five.
DJ Lonzo's Top 5 is a part of the GOT Podcast Network and a product of Barrett Gruber Entertainment and Media.